The Garda Review on East Coast FM.
Joining us now is Wicklow Garda Sergeant John Fitzpatrick. You're very welcome, John. Thanks for coming in. And this story unfolding yesterday afternoon looked quite worrying as well. The reports online at the time as it was unfolding, this car in a shop front and then reports of women being knocked down. So what exactly happened and when yesterday?
Yeah, I suppose that's the nub of the detail, the nub of it, Declan, in a way. But and I suppose initially, as you said, the reports were quite worrying. But what happened yesterday, just after lunchtime at about 1:20, a silver car, actually a Toyota Auris, driving on Main Street Bray, and just as it got close to the new Bray Central shopping area there, the shopping mall, it collided with the forks of a telehandler, a telescopic telehandler. I don't know if you know those, but they're like a crane or something like that for lifting large lids, and that's what caused the vehicle to mount the footpath. And there was two women standing in front of one of the shops in the main street, and they were knocked down and injured.
So the car wasn't travelling at speed then?
No, it wasn't. Anyone that knows Bray Main Street would know that most of the time it's difficult to travel at speed.
Three in the morning or something.
But look, there was three people injured altogether. Two people were taken to St. Vincent's Hospital, and one lady was treated at the scene for minor injuries. And luckily, there is nothing, no serious or critical injuries sustained from yesterday's accident. I suppose then the other thing was people would be aware that there was a long delay. So what happens is then we need to seal the area off because it's a crime scene as such. So the scene was declared a scene. But also there was concerns about the car because it's a Toyota Auris and it's electric, that there was fluid on the ground, that there was a risk of explosion. So the shop, which was close by the Eurosaver, had to be evacuated then, just for safety reasons, while our colleagues in the fire service just did their thing and made the area safe for people. So also then we have what's called a forensic collision investigator, and they come and they forensically investigate traffic accidents. So that's a necessary part of the investigation. And then the scene then was lifted and everything was restored to normal at 6:30. So people would have seen a lot of activity, and I suppose there was a lot of pictures floating around social media, but that's what it was mostly about people, keeping people safe, gathering the evidence, and we have a process to go through there and just making sure that the necessary medical attention was given to the three women.
And do we know how everybody is after that?
Yeah, luckily nothing serious, no minor, no serious injuries. Declan, as I said, one person treated at the scene and two taken to hospital, and they are expected to make a full recovery.
And the car, any damage to the car and the shop?
Yeah, well, there is damage to all those, and we have a dedicated officer, public service vehicle inspector, that will do a thorough inspection of the car and the vehicle. So that's an ongoing process as part of the overall investigation, you know.
Right. So is there a plan that goes into place for this eventuality of, say, diversion of traffic? I mean, I believe the bus services and quite a number go into Bray now. Were they going up Dargle Road or something?
Yeah, so there is a certain plan, and obviously one of the first things we do, there is a plan to contact that. So at a scene like this, it's actually the role of an Garda Síochána is to manage the traffic and to let our colleagues in the ambulance service and the fire service do their work. So they kind of take over the immediate scene and render the immediate aid. So yeah, absolutely. And so one of the first priorities is to let both Go Ahead and Dublin Bus know of possible diversions, and then they will have their own routes in place already, and then they'll use their social media channels just to let the public know, which we will get that word out as well to try and, you know, keep the public informed and let them know what's happening and reassure them.
So everything is clear and back to normal, and the people involved not seriously.
Yeah, thankfully that's this case, Declan. I suppose a normal enough road traffic collision involving injury, but nothing serious. And as I said, everyone expected to make a full recovery.
Great. It made television news, I think, at 6 o'clock on all the channels. But there you go. Bray in the news. But it could have been, of course, much worse. Anything else? I think your colleagues are looking into an assault in Arklow. Is that right?
That's correct, yeah. So last Monday night, which is the 12th of February, just gone, Declan, Gardaí in Arklow received a call about a man that had been initially was thought to have been knocked down on the South Quays in Arklow. But what had transpired was the male was actually had been badly assaulted. And if you're travelling on the South Quays towards the kind of main bridge coming into Arklow, so there's a lot of houses on your left-hand side and the Avoca River is on your right-hand side. It's a one-way system. So there is a lot of apartments there and housing there. And it's not too late. And we're talking about kind of a quarter to nine p.m. on Monday evening. And I just want to appeal to anyone that might have witnessed an incident or an assault, or indeed two males maybe acting suspiciously in that South Quay area, particularly if one of the males may have appeared to be injured or seem to have a limp or a sore leg or something like that, just to contact Gardaí in Arklow. As I said, this was a serious assault. The male was left in a bad way. His serious injuries are still... still in hospital as far as I'm aware. So again, it's a South Quay area, particularly anyone that might have been in apartments or housing, or anyone that's travelling on the South Quays that might have dash cam footage. If you could have a look back on it, you may have caught something unbeknownst to yourself. And again, we're particularly interested in two males around a quarter to nine, one of the males who may seem to have some type of injury in his legs or sore legs or something like that that's affecting his walking. And you can contact Gardaí at Arklow at 0402 32304. That's 0402 32304, or indeed you can always contact the Garda confidential line in full confidence at 1-800-666-111. That's 1-800-666-111.
Okay, any other news?
No, that's it, Declan, for the moment. I suppose with the week in it, just we were talking about romance fraud just before I came on air, and look, it is a thing. People may not be aware of it, but people are being groomed, I suppose, online. It's a scam where people think they've met their perfect match online, but in fact the other person is a scammer, is using a fake profile to build a relationship with the view of extracting money from you, gaining your trust. And the problem is the frequency of these scams is increasing, and we've had huge sums of money, Declan, lost by people. We've had up to €450,000 by one woman lost, so nearly €500,000, and €380,000 lost by a male in the Republic. So this is an active fraud, and just something to be aware of, you know, particularly if you are involved or know anyone that's involved in an online romance where all of a sudden somebody's asking them to send the money to maybe cover cost of travel or for emergency medical expenses for either themselves or family member, or indeed money for them to come and see their love heart or their sweetheart in Ireland. That should sound a red flag, and definitely you should advise them, look, this could be a fraud, you know, and just be aware that it is out there, and they are out there and they're preying on us. So as well as genuine romances this week, there is unfortunately, as we've discussed many times, Declan, criminals looking to make an opportunity with these different events that happen throughout the year.
Okay, and there's other investigations going on, which you'll touch on again when more clarity emerges. Thank you very much indeed. That's Sergeant John Fitzpatrick there, and John comes into us every Friday with the Garda Report.
The Garda Review on East Coast FM. WhatsApp or text East Coast FM now, 087-77-11-103. East Coast FM. Start your 2-4-1 journey with Toyota Liffey Valley and leave diesel behind. Switch to world-leading self-charging hybrid technology for lower emissions while driving with the widest range of hybrid electric cars from Ireland's best-selling car brand, including the stylish Yaris Cross, the powerful RAV4, and the new Toyota CHR. Make the move at Toyota Liffey Valley today, Ireland's number one Toyota dealer. Toyota, built for a better world.
Love is in the air at Seafield Hotel and Spa Resort, Goree, County Wexford. Join us for a spectacular wedding showcase afternoon on Sunday, 18th of February, and let the pages of your love story come to life. Make your wedding dreams a reality at Seafield's Wedding Showcase, Sunday, 18th of February from 2 to 5pm. Because every love story deserves a magical beginning.
At SKC, we believe your bathroom is much more than just a bathroom.
It's a little piece of heaven.
It's where I go to wash off the day, whether it's been good or bad.
But don't take our word for it, take theirs.
It's the only me time I get.
It's like having your own private spa.
SKC, with branches in Wicklow, Wexford, Cork and Leitrim. For the best in bathrooms, skc.ie.
The Morning Show with Declan Meehan.